when he can't say shit. My hatred is few, just give me a sign, and I let the world know that the city is mine. What?
All right. Hey, guys. How you doing? This is Sean Woods of your City of Coaches podcast. Got a special guest today, Coach Lucas Ramirez over at Saguaro. It's in Scottsdale, Arizona. You know, guys know I've been doing this whole Arizona thing. And, you know, there's so many schools to go around. Coach, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
No problem, man. I definitely thank you for storing this time frame. I know we're all quarantining, but we still got content to make, right?
So exactly.
So you're just heading to your first year over at the school you're at now, right?
Correct. Yep. Got hired about a month ago.
But tell me a little bit how you feel about taking over Regine over there.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. It's a really good school, great community. With a storied history of success, not just in basketball, but obviously, I think when people think of Saguaro right now, they think of the great job the football program's done, and Coach Mons has done a really, really, really phenomenal job, one of the best coaches in the country. And just collectively, it's an exciting time to be a part of the community, from athletics to, even their academic programs and other extracurricular programs. It's just a really great community all around. So definitely looking forward to being a part of it.
Well, like I said already, congratulations getting over there when I messaged you on the Twitter. So I do understand you spent some year over at a Horizon under, is it Jerry Connor? Is that the head coach?
Jerry, mm-hmm. Yep, I spent 3 seasons there under Coach Connor. He was there for 6 years at Horizon. And that job meant a lot to me. I graduated from Horizon. And it was a real exciting couple of years to coach at the alma mater and teach over there. And it's a very special community as well. And forever will have a place in my heart. But once this opportunity came about, I had to, go pursue it and see what came of it. And luckily they made the decision to hire me.
That's a good decision. You remind me of myself a little bit. You got right into it. I understand you were helping out the college you were going to at the time, at Phoenix College. You spent some time at a high school, Phoenix North Canyon? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, North Canyon High School. So I started right out of high school. So I went to Arizona State, and then while I was at ASU, I was helping out at North Canyon. Mm-hmm. And I worked there for Mike O'Gwynn, who's been there for a number of years now, and that was my chance to get my feet wet. He threw me to the wolves and just hit the ground running and had my hands in a little bit of everything. And I worked with him at the AAU side of things and also at the high school level. So it was a great opportunity for me to really just step into the profession and see what it was all about. And then from there, was very, very lucky enough to get offered a job at Phoenix College. Under Matt Gordon, who's, did a phenomenal job at Phoenix College. And again, that was a great, step up in a way, just kind of opening the door at the college level for me and just seeing what that was all about. Just a lot of great positive experiences, success on the floor, growing as a person and a coach. And on top of that, just kind of seeing what that next level was all about. And then right about that same time, I graduated from ASU and then started teaching at Horizon, where I went to high school as well, like I said. Mm-hmm. And after a couple years of teaching in the building, enough people harassed me enough to get me to coach at Horizon, which was an awesome, like I said, just a phenomenal 3 years. Three years I was there, 6 years, Coach Connor and the rest of the staff were there. It was a phenomenal journey so far, and it's still just the beginning, and we have a lot of work to do, but we're looking forward to it.
You definitely do, Coach. Without question, you hit the ground running as a freshman. You could have did anything. You dedicated your life to helping out the youth and getting where they want to go. And it, obviously, it sounds like you've been a part of some good if anything, some good teaching, some stable coaches and such things like that. And that's probably why you're at the situation you're in now, you know, heading into your, first head coaching position, which is a blessing, especially, you know, because being starting early, I started early as well. So I know exactly, and now I feel like a veteran, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm retired. Ain't that weird to say? You might have heard of many videos and such things like that. So, I mean, obviously, we don't necessarily know. What kind of scheme are you looking to implement over at your new school, Shore Island?
Yeah. No, it's funny. I've been doing it for a while now, and, you know, here I am. I'm 26, but I've been doing it since I was 18.
Yeah.
It's been a quick journey so far. It's flown by. It's been fun every bit of it. But scheme wise, you know, I adapt to, you know, the personnel we have. I think, you know, that's the only way that you can be successful in many ways at the high school level is you have to be willing to adapt to the personnel you have, the players you have. I think it's different at the college level. Obviously, you can recruit to the style you want to play, whether it's on the offensive end, defensive end, or just in general type of guy you want to have, kids you want in your program. So we have a lot of returners coming back, you know, eight to nine returners, with varsity experience, heavy in the guard department. I think, you know, most of us are. So for us, you know, we want to play fast and up tempo offensively. Defensively, we want to play fast too. You know, we want to get up in pressure and make you work for it in every single possession. You know, whether that means we're, you know, playing, you know, full court man or, you know, zone or, you know, a variety of things. You know, I think those decisions will be made the closer we get to it. Once I can get in the gym with the guys and get a true evaluation of what we're doing. But at the end of the day, you know, my big piece is, you know, every year we're going to adapt to what we have coming back and play to their strengths. You know, it's not about me or us and, you know, what we think the best offense is or defense is. It's trying to every year get better and better, being able to teach a system that works for the kids that we have coming in.
So I had to ask you this, Coach, because obviously you're taking over a regime and we're quarantined. And Arizona does have the benefit usually on the usual circumstances that you can go all year. So how are you able to, not to give everything away, but how are you able to keep in contact with your players and such like during this time frame?
Yeah, you know, I was really fortunate to already have some sort of a relationship with some of the players because I started working in the building in January. Again, total coincidence how it all happened. It all just fell into
place. Nice.
So I met some of the kids already just by being in their classrooms, you know, whatever it might be. So that definitely helped, but a bigger, you know, just bad timing, you know, with everything getting hired, it turned into spring break. And the plan was, you know, once we got back from spring break, we were going to have our formal meeting and then, you know, really start making plans from there. But you know, with everything going on, school has been quickly shut down, that next week. So for us, just keeping in touch with, you know, the parents, keeping in touch with the returners and as best as possible. So whether that's on the phone, whether that's texting, or, you know, we've done some Zoom meetings as well. So at this point, just keeping in touch with them, letting them know we care about them, you know, letting them know we're checking in on them and, you know, just going from there and just establishing our relationships with them at this point, you know, because it'd be a lot different, you know, if we were in the gym, not just working out, but, you know, just with everything going on, technology is our best friend. You know, everyone's on Zoom right now. I got the NFL draft on over here. You know, they're doing the whole thing on Zoom. So, you know, everyone's dealing with it. You know, it is what
you're right. I didn't think about that. You know, I had to ask you that because I'm like, hold on, what are they doing? I don't know, because I wouldn't even know what I would be doing right now, trying to keep in contact with these kids and make sure they're good to go. But especially with you coming into this new situation, I understand that. And we're going to ask you more about your program too, so I'm going to get into it right now. So, you know, they just finished off, you know, a season probably not too fond of. What are type of things that may have happened, transpired from the end of last season that you can change, quickly beginning of this upcoming season?
Yeah, I mean, I told the parents and the kids and even the administration, through this whole process that, we don't want to dwell on the past, what may have happened, what happened. It is what it is, but to your question, what can we do to make sure that, they're in the positions to be successful? I think that's just following in, the cliche process just buying into our program. And that doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen over a Zoom call. It doesn't happen over, one email being sent out announcing me being hired. That's something that would be valuable right now, being in the gym, leading up to things, summertime program, everything. But I think just little by little, day by day, doing things the right way and playing to our standard that we're going to have, doing that will add up over time and the results will follow after that. But the main message is don't dwell on the past. It is what it is. Yeah. You can't change it. It is what it is. Now, some positives, though, to draw back from is they beat a really good Arcadia team at the end of last year. And, we have the opportunity to play them early in the season next year in a non-region, district game. So there are some positives to draw from. I think there's positives that we have a lot of guys coming back. When it comes to dwelling on the past, we won't do that. But just getting them engaged, excited, playing with enthusiasm, effort, energy, all those things combined. But again, it doesn't happen overnight. It would be nice to start that process in person now, but it is what it is, and we'll go from there. But that'll be something that is built up, between once we're able to get in that gym and then, even throughout our season. So just looking forward to getting back in the gym.
I'm excited for you. I mean, and having 9 seniors returning, regardless if you had your hands on them or not, they come with experience, right? Senior-led teams do come with experience, or I would say not as nervous. Let's say that, right? Because you're teaching my whole new scheme and stuff like that. And I know you have a couple good teams in your conference. I'm looking at your division right now, actually, on the laptop. So that's exciting. And I know you were at at Horizon and you left there. So like Coach Jerry speaks highly about you. And I'd be like, your high school coach spoke highly about you as well. So,
they're both just very, very nice. a lot of great people along the way, and it goes back to getting my first start with Mike O'Gwynn, he was my AAU coach. And then, we worked together for a number of years. That was awesome. Being able to just develop our relationship at a different level, and also learning so much from him. And then just throughout the past couple of years, whether it be working for Matt Gordon at Phoenix College, again, great relationship, learning a ton. I mean, just taking things from every person that you work with and for, and even people you observe from afar. Coach Connor, you can't speak more highly of, Arizona Hall of Famer, been there, done that, and just class personified, honestly. I mean, just probably one of the classiest guys in the state. He did a really, really nice job at Horizon and changing the culture, that was desperately needed, upon his hiring. People were excited about basketball again, so that was great. High school coach Paul Long, great guy, always been very supportive. he was one of the first guys to call me right after I got the job. I didn't really told many people, but somehow one way or another he heard, and he called me on a Friday night and just wished me congrats, and it was really great to hear from him. And obviously I worked with him in the building at Horizon for a couple of years too. So yeah, I mean, just surrounded by a lot of positive people and you know, people who have been supportive along the way. And yeah, without them, none of this would be possible to be in this opportunity, you know, at such a young age. It is very humbling. So yeah, man, it's just, it's fun. It's exciting.
That's a good thing that you have those relationships with. Obviously you were mentored, you know, under them. So obviously it's going to mold you as a coach as well. Some of that long standing experience, especially with the Hall of Fame coach, Jerry, and then you have your emotional support from, you know, your high school coach and the person who gave you your, you know, your first gig, you know, so that's exciting all around, to be a part of all that. I'm really excited for what you have in store over there. You know, I have to ask you some loose questions though, because that's the way my show goes.
Right? Okay.
So, you know, currently, you know, you got the NBA situation. As a coach, and you have five players that you wanted to coach from the NBA that you feel like would implement, that you'd be able to get along with each other. Give me five players from the NBA that you'll put when you start at five.
Oh man, that's a tough question. I would start with Damian Lillard.
Okay.
You know, I have some one of my good friends was a college teammate of his, so I think I would convince him to join my team. So I think I have an inside there. Man, that's a really good question. Damian Lillard, ASU bias, James Harden.
I thought you would say that first.
I guess I could have LeBron. You know, there's no rule saying that there's no cap space.
And then,
two more guys. I need to watch the NBA more. I clearly don't. I just know the stars and I watch the big games. Give me whatever bigs you want. You know, I'll take Luka surprise me with a fifth and we'll find a way.
All right. For that matchup and someone who will give you consistent buckets, I would say I would give Rudy Gobert at the bottom just because he won't be out. He'll be out the way. You'd be able to move around with them. So we hit you with, you know, because a lot of times we don't want to ask you that because a lot of kids and coaches and people, like, they're fans of basketball, but how do these teams work, right? How do you get these teams together when it's just messy? Obviously, you see what San Antonio did and something like that. What type of college teams that you're interested in that you actually look over, maybe implement in part of your program or such things like that? We're not giving too much.
No, I think there's a lot of good points you just made. You know, I think people don't realize how important it is just getting guys to mesh. You know, I think everyone in the world watched The Last Dance over the weekend, and they're going to continue to watch the Michael Jordan Bulls documentary. And I think, honestly, you know, probably one of the more impressive takeaways, I think from a coach's perspective, is just that Phil Jackson was able to bring all that talent together. And all these different egos and all these different problems going on. I mean, I think that probably is very underrated when it comes to just everything about that, the Bulls dynasty, but Phil being able to bring everything together and, you know, shoot, he did it again, you know, in LA for a good period of time. So that's very important. But when it comes to, you know, what college programs I enjoy watching, of course, Arizona State. You know, I like the I think Coach Hurley's done a really nice job just invigorating the basketball program with energy and you know, just exciting games to watch. You know, letting his guards play with freedom and you know, it's fun to watch. But historically, though, for me growing up, I loved watching North Carolina play. You know, my memories at a young age are watching those Carolina teams throughout the years and, you know, just great matchups with Duke and back and forth. But I'm more of just a fan of college basketball. I'll watch any big game on. I'll watch a mid-major game, a low-major game. I mean, it doesn't matter to me who's playing. There's a lot of good stuff that you can take from coaches at all levels. But for me, my first memories of college basketball growing up is watching those Carolina teams play.
That's exciting, definitely with the college teams. Because the reason why I've been stressing that on the podcast, because I used to be a college coach, so I'm aware of like what we didn't get. I'll get a lot of kids who didn't know any schemes, anything, or any how to work in through a system, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like really stressing like college, high school coaches to really implement these kids to actually learn basketball, where they actually can last longer than 6 months after college and actually get their degree. Yeah. That's the goal. Not just say you got them there, right? So I'm glad that you gave me that information. Here at the end of the conversation, you know, you're going into, you know, your season coming up, God willing, that everything gets going, and you'd be able to get your team going or something like that. I don't know if you have your staff or not, but say, like, if I am a young coach, and I'll say someone I would or inexperienced, because you can be 40 and never coached before, and they wanted to join your staff. How would you convince someone? But how would you pitch your vision to, like, maybe someone's trying to join your staff?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the same, pitch I would give trying to convince a kid on campus to come out and play basketball or why to play basketball. At Saguaro, it just being a part of something special. I think, I think just being part of a team game, being able to represent not just a school but a community is a special thing, and when you're a coach, there's responsibility in that. I don't care if you're the head coach, I don't care if you're the assistant, or a player, a manager, whoever it is. I mean, you are a pillar in that community. People are going to look to you for leadership and pride, in terms of coaches, I want to be around guys that are passionate about the game. They want to keep getting better, because I don't have all the answers, so I need guys around me that can help guide me as well. Just people who are willing to be and excited to be a part of young people's lives and be a part of that key foundation, the high school years, athletics. You learn so much, during those pivotal points. So it's really fun to be a part of, I think. And yeah, I mean, that's the big thing. It's like, do you want to be a part of something bigger than yourself and be selfless and help give back? At the end of the day, that's what we're here for. We're all competitors. We all like to win, a lot in the paper, on the Twitter, whatever it is.
People talk about
who's winning, who's losing, who's doing a great job, at the end of the day, if we don't do the best job just making these, young boys into young men, then we failed,
Right.
We need to lay the foundation and groundwork for them during these years. And hey, if we win a couple ball games along the way, then, even better.
Well, that is exciting information. Coach, I want to thank you for spending your evening with me, with the City of Coaches podcast. I look forward to updates to what's going on with you the upcoming season. Best believe I'm going to be at least a couple of games, probably come say hi to you, let you know that I do pay attention. Any coach that comes on this is alarm to me. I might come back with you for another loose conversation. I don't know. Have you seen the last episode of my loose conversation? We just really just talk. But outside of that, I wish you and your program the much success coming up, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Most definitely. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me, and you're always welcome around.
No problem. See you soon.
Awesome. Thanks.
All right. All right, guys. So that was Coach Lucas Morez. I really appreciate the opportunity to interview him in this just time frame, right? Because, this is a very interesting time for coaches. They're trying to find ways to make sure they're staying involved and make sure the players are, still interested. They're probably getting restless in the house. So these are the point where coaches, especially in Arizona, with the fact that a lot of coaches, they literally get all year with their players. So this is very, this is in this way for the past 3 years, 4 years maybe. So it was good to see coaches, you know, find ways to have Zoom meetings and meetings and talk to the players and parents. Definitely excited for coaches' future over there at Sorrento, over there in Scottsdale, Arizona. But like I said, thank you for the opportunity with Coach Ramirez. And see you guys soon. City Coaches Podcast. Peace.